Mindfulness Man. Meditate to free your mind.
Hello and welcome to Mindfulness Man. Apologies for the break in these recordings. I've been very busy. I hope you've been meditating and had some success in establishing a daily routine. Because today we are going to dip our toes into the next stage. This is called Vipassana, or in English, Insight Meditation, and this is the practice responsible for bringing wisdom. Up until now, we have been practicing shamatha, which is basically concentration meditation. I practice both styles, and I use them as and when I feel they are needed. Concentration prepares us for the deeper aspects of the insight practice. So, both styles are needed, in my opinion, and what we've been doing, this concentration meditation, it strengthens our ability to stay in the present moment. And we do this by using a prop that is here and now. Mostly the breath, as we've been using. I'd liken it to a tree growing roots into the ground, so that when we come to sit in just awareness, without an object, the turbulence of the storm is far less likely to uproot us. Vipassana is sometimes called choiceless awareness, and that gives us a clue as to what we do. We just sit, we don't favour the breath over any other experience, and we see what is happening in the mind and the body. There's different ways to do this, but I do this by first locating the breath and spending enough time until I feel that my mindfulness is strong. I then let the breath recede into the background and be with whatever arrives. This can be physical sensations, mental states, thoughts, anything really that shows up. And we see all of this from a still point within ourselves. It's a sense of observing everything, but not really claiming any of it. Not seeing any of it as me or mine. Don't worry, I've introduced you, if you're a beginner, which I think most people are that listen to this, I've introduced you to something new, but don't worry, you don't have to remember anything. I will gently guide you into this state when the time arrives. It's also useful to start adding noting to this practice. We do this by, for instance, a thought will arise and we simply note it. We don't say it out loud, we say it in our mind. So we would say thinking, if we're thinking. Or there might be a physical sensation like itching. So in our mind we would say itching. And it's important that we don't perceive this as I am itching. It's more a sense of itching is happening. So we don't claim it as our own, we just watch. We name it, and then we return to this still presence until the next thing shows up. It's quite difficult to do and to remain present without any support. But as your concentration strengthens and you practice more and more, it will become easier. At the end of this meditation, I will read one of my blog posts from mindfulnessman.com. This is about mindful stair walking, and it will prove very useful in bringing mindfulness out into the everyday world where we need it. So, get into your seated posture, comfortable and relaxed, but with a natural alignment of the spine. A sense of uprightness, maybe even buoyancy. Allowing the natural frame of the skeleton to do the work so that the muscles don't have to strain. And now allow your eyes to gently close. Make sure they're not squeezed shut. And start to scan the body slowly, discovering whatever sensations you find as you travel from the top of your head, all the way down the face and through the body slowly, until you get to the soles of the feet, and then move back up. If you find tension, move into the experience. Watch it. And feel it. And see what that does to the tension. Does it start to dissolve? If not, just let it be. Accept tension and feel its qualities. Feel the tightness, the stiffness, but feel it from this sense of acceptance, even being inquisitive. Moving into it, which we rarely do. We're always moving away from tension and pain. In mindfulness practice, we walk the other way, into it, because there's something to be learnt. There's something that wants to unfold. We reject nothing. Feeling the body starting to unfold. Relaxing into alignment. At peace with now. Now take your awareness to your nostrils. And wait there patiently until you receive the breath. When it arrives, feel the subtle sensation of air moving in and out. Just watching it from one small point. And we don't follow the journey of the breath. We stay posted at our station. The breath is happening now, so concentrating on it keeps us with it in the present moment. When you drift off, lost in thought, gently return the sensation of the breath. From this point, stay with the breath as it comes all the way in, pauses, and then all the way back out. Now let the breath recede into the background and allow all things to be seen, not just the breath, being with whatever is present. Maybe it's a bodily sensation, maybe it's a thought. Maybe it's worry or planning or fear. See it all. Note it all in your mind. Worry, worry. Itching, itching. Planning, planning. Seeing everything come into being and pass away. If this gets hard, which it probably will, and you're getting completely lost without the breath to support you, just return back to the breathing as a support. And only venture back out into this open awareness of everything, when you feel strong enough to stay present. If you don't, fine, just stay with the breath. if you've returned to the breath, still mentally note whatever shows up. This helps to keep us from getting caught up in the story. Where is the mind now? Is it caught? Just see that. Experience everything. If you're with the breath, maybe try to let it recede into the background again and have another attempt at being with this choiceless awareness. If you're practicing this choiceless awareness and you're getting lost, then come back to the breath. So we're moving in and out. It's like going back to rest, to regain strength before we go back out again. And when we're out there, in this expansive awareness, we're being with everything as it arises and then has a life and then passes away, disappears into nothing. And we can see that it's not really us. It's just experience unfolding, and we're the observer of that. And this is all done with a bright mind, but a relaxed mind. It's a gentle effort. Allowing everything to be, not drawing in experiences that we favour, and not pushing away experiences that we dislike. In mindfulness, everything has equal value. Being at peace here at this very moment, relaxed with a bright mind, a state of being awake. Where is the mind now? is it here as life unfolds? No judgment. Being at peace with all that occurs. Developing equanimity, the ability to remain unflustered by circumstances, the ability to remain strong when life pulls in one way or another. We have our center of strength that we've developed through meditation. Being here now is how we do this. Being awake to everything that occurs as it does. When you're ready, allow your eyes to gently open and have a look around. Do things look different, brighter, fresh? Checking in with the after meditation state and seeing that really it can be quite seamless. We can carry that state into life, daily life. So sitting for a moment, relaxing. If you want, letting the posture slump or standing up. Maybe even laying down. Just being with the present moment in more familiar surroundings, a more familiar posture. Which brings me on to a blog post I recently wrote on mindfulnessman.com. And this is what I'm trying to get over to you, the ability to stay present in everyday circumstances. This is called mindful stairwalking. How many times a day do you walk up and down your stairs? I make that journey easily 20 times a day. That's 20 opportunities to practice mindfulness every single day. In addition to stairwalking providing extra mindfulness practice, it is also beautifully spaced throughout the day. The first time is walking down the stairs in the morning. The last time is going to bed at night. Perfect. How to practice mindful stairwalking. With each step on the stairs, feel the sensations of the soles of your feet. Move at half your usual pace. When you lose the sensation of your feet meeting the steps, or get carried away by thinking, stop for two breaths. Bring yourself back to your feet and then start climbing the stairs again. If you find yourself halfway up the stairs during the day, having forgotten to do this, go back and start again mindfully. Try this for a whole week, and if it works for you, consider making it a regular part of your practice. The beauty of this practice is that you will frequently be brought into the present moment. Let me know how you get on. Bungalow dwellers, sorry. That's the reading, and thank you for spending this time with me. It won't be so long next time. I'm going back to doing weekly podcasts. We're building up a nice group of people on Facebook. So if you want to come over to Facebook, that's facebook.com/mindfulnessman. You can follow me on Twitter at mindfulness_man. And hopefully, not hopefully, I'll make a commitment. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.